Celia King here on radio now, filling in for Joe while he's on vacation. So we got Joe's Need to Know News. In the news, we have a lot going on. Good news for AT&T customers. They started a new service that will block those automatic callers, those spam callers that you get every day.
Thank you. I need that.
Right? Normally, it was like a service that you had to sign up for. But now, if you're just on AT&T, they're going to do that for you. So that's you don't have to worry about those telemarketers. I just hope I don't miss, you know, any random people calling. You're like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to hang out. Oh, right. Like, my bad. Blocking Libs calls now. Alexa might have saved somebody's life. Now, you know how sometimes you get in arguments with, like, Siri or Alexa when you try to give them a command and they take it the wrong way and do something out of the ordinary. This time it actually worked in somebody's favor. A man allegedly was beating his girlfriend and at one point pulled a gun out on her and threatened to kill her. And he asked her, asked his girlfriend, he's like, yo, did you call the sheriff's getting upset with her? And then Alexa heard it and took it as like a command. He's like, oh, you want me to call the police? And the Alexa called 911, and then they heard everything that was going on, and the police showed up. They had like an hour-long standoff and eventually arrested the man.
Oh, my gosh. That is honestly amazing.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. That is so scary and just wild.
Yeah, so shout out to Alexa. Saving people's lives.
Alexa,
out here.
You did a good job, sweetie. You're doing great.
Yes. Another news, Hooters is opening a family-friendly restaurant. They're going to have ones for like a whole family. They'll call it the Hoots.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Well, here's the thing. They said, because you know normally what Hooters are known for, their waitresses and whatnot. This one's going to have guy and girl waitresses. They're not going to be dressed in revealing clothing because they're saying the main attraction of Hooters is their wings. Hooters does. I do like their wings, but I don't think that's the main attraction.
Hey, listen up, Hooters. We need to have a talk. Yeah, you're not known for your wings. You're known for your boobs.
Yeah.
And I think everyone in the world knows that except you. Yeah. So
they're just living in their own little world.
Yes.
But, would you go to a family-friendly Hoot? Are you going to go to the Hoots, take your nieces, nephews?
No, absolutely not. I've never stepped into a Hooters in my life. I've never been inside a Hooters.
Not once?
Not once. I've never eaten there at all. No. And I probably wouldn't take my kids to Hoots because it's probably crappy food.
Okay.
I don't think Hooters, I mean, from what I've heard, like Hooters doesn't have that great of food. Like their wings are okay.
Yeah,
it's
everything
but like
else.
The rest of their food is not very good.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I even try to take my kids to a place? It just seems like I'm like going out of the way.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't know. It's like 2019 and we're still having like women skimp around in like these like little outfits. Like,
yeah.
I just don't love that.
Right.
So I just don't know if I want to support it.
Gotcha. A Florida man told his girlfriend that he was too tired to, what do you guys call it, flipping pancakes?
Flipping pancakes, yeah.
He said he was too tired, which that's news in itself. Like, why is that even an answer?
Yeah.
But the woman didn't take too kindly to that response, went to the kitchen, got a knife and then started attacking him because he was too tired. And I don't know if you've ever responded in a negative way if your man said he was too tired to flip pancakes, but that's a little extreme. So.
That is so aggressive. This girl needs to chill. This girl needs like a therapy and a battery operated boyfriend.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's Joe's Need to Know News coming up in 10 minutes. We're going to talk about a hypothetical situation. What would you do if you brought your date home?